Okay, folks, it's time for Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're going to get started with a track from Daniel Romano off a record called Modern Pressure. He's a Canadian artist. This one here is called When I Learned Your Name, here on Ear Candy.
Your spirit, I was freed of my shame. When I learned your name, every tree took blossom. In the rich grows of autumn, every season the same, yeah.
Best friend.
All right, we're back with Ear Candy. Sure, we heard Woohoo by Sheryl Crow. That's off of Be Myself. Yeah, that's about, I guess, the hypersexualization of teens and preteens. Just kind of a little bit of a social commentary kind of song. And before that, we heard a track called Feasting on the Flowers. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers from The Getaway. And we started the show with When I Learned Your Name by Daniel Romano off of Modern Pressure. You know, I saw a clip of Daniel performing that song quite a while ago, maybe a year ago, 6 months ago. Small audience. It's on YouTube. And it's just him and a guitar. And the song did not sound anything like the finished product at all. The tempo has been increased. It's got a whole production. It's kind of very poppy and catchy and so forth. Before, it sounded kind of like singer-songwriter kind of country thing. It was slower, unadorned, and just startled by how much of a change the song underwent during the production process. Okay, again, the show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're just going to keep on letting the tunes roll. I got one here from The New Pornographers, a band out of Vancouver, or at least originally. They have a record called Whiteout Conditions, probably my favorite New Pornographers record. It's a very dense kind of pop. What I mean by that is not in terms of intelligence, the density of the music. There's a lot of layers. I would say that they come from the ABBA school of production. There's just a ton of layers, lots of vocals, lots of instruments, and it just seems like a very dense kind of packed sort of music, but I really like this song. It's called Darling Shade, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you.
That's a song called Restart by BNQT. I guess maybe that would be Banquet. It's this thing that goes on with bands where they drop all the vowels and the human mind just makes up the word anyway. BNQT, it's kind of a all-star band. It's got Fran Healy from Travis in it. That's the only guy I really know. All Things Pass, Jesus and Mary Chain, and Not Like All Things Must Pass, George Harrison. I would have called the song Grizzly Bear. Those are the words that stand out for me. But anyway, that's the Jesus and Mary Chain. And before that, we heard the New Pornographers from Whiteout Conditions. We heard a track called Darling Shade. I know that lead New Pornographer, Carl Newman, believes that he's writing about something. He's got something in mind, but the lyrics are so obtuse to me that I just go along with the song and the beat and the melody, tap my toe and enjoy it for what it is. I don't try to figure out what he's actually writing about because that isn't really his strength. It's catchy melodies, catchy musical arrangements. That's what he's good at, and that's what I like about the band. That's what a lot of people like about the band. When I posted on my Ear Candy Facebook page, I put a link so that if you ever happen to find Ear Candy Facebook, Local FM, Mark O'Connor, something like that for search, and you got there, you could just click it on. It would take you to the New Pornographer site, just like that. So the head New Pornographer, Carl Newman, actually realized his band was really popular. He made a couple of solo records and he said, what am I doing? I need to support my family. I've got a popular band. When I do a solo record, no one buys it. I've got to stop doing that. And I'm thinking that's a good realization to make, that when you click on the New Pornographer's link, you find that there's like 160,000 followers. That's a pretty good sign your band is popular. We're going to move on to more catchy stuff. I'm going to play Word Burglar. He's a rapper originally from Halifax, like a lot of Maritimers. He's decamped to Toronto, which is, according to Wikipedia, the center of the universe. I think that Edward O'Reilly, who does a show called The Sky Above, would agree that Toronto is factually the center of the universe. It's a big black hole, apparently. Sucks everything in. We're going to hear a track from him called The Whole Spit and Caboodle. And I don't normally play rap, but I like this guy because, to me, it's pop music. He's not really a rapper, that the music has a little bit of fall and lift to it. It's more rock and roll with spoken word. That's how I think about it. And a track called Vibe So Hot by Benji Hughes, something called Shine On by Blitz and Trapper. You're going to like it. Stick around. Turn the radio up. This is Word Burglar coming at you here on Ear Candy.
Slang Wrangler, sipping tang at a banquet, shooting no blanks, I give you more bang for your blanket. Tasty with a lemon meringue tang, and always down to hang like I'm friends with orangutan. Bang, bang, you gotta deal with the card shuffle, choke up on the bat with a fist full of hard knuckles. Sugar in the tank's gonna start car trouble, and Simon Says, listen to Art Garfunkel. Buckle up, and this ain't my first rodeo, words of wisdom, like MC Search told me so. But sign a deal, you might wanna watch out, chap. And there's always free cheese in the mousetrap. Doubt that? Well, it's just the way the cookie crumbles, the way the rookie fumbles and the wookie stumbles. Why I double down when I hear a dope beat? Cause like bubbles, you can't hold me. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle. Kicking scripts that'll just keep flipping your noodles. Tell the cats and the dogs and the kittens and poodles, the villains cold chillin' with the spittin' caboodle. 1,000 pics a word, I'm just scribbling noodles. The pupil of jewels, you know my style isn't cruel. Don't need your approval. Moving dancers to the antlers on your mantelpiece. Ask Keanu Reeves, I could dampen a damsel's crease. Wearing damaged jeans while eating a ham and cheese. From France to Greece to Mozambique, I'm out for kicks. Just like my bro Ambies, a man beast. Where the mic stands, I slam beats. And you know I get dirty, like white pants at Stampede. I plant seeds and don't need a plan B. Cause I never plan to ever supplant my banditry. I rant in front of your Gram's antique vanity. Standing at ease, learning how to speak Cantonese. You got weak fantasies, here's a champ MC. Granting amnesty on Bandcamp fees. I speak candidly, I think you're asking for calamity. Like manhandling Van Damme's family. Insanity, like a man in a van by the creek with manatees. Who may or may not be James Vanderbeek. Tell your band, your clan, your cousin Anthony. Wurmberg is at it again, busting campily. Can't believe like fans who leave the stands without the chance to see the team hand defeat. Fancy free and I can't stand the pandering. Just heard you wanted mad rhymes, so I'm answering. Yup, yup, it's a whole spittin' caboodle. Kicking scripts that'll just keep flipping your
boys, best keep riding here. Best keep riding here.
Swimming in your parking lot. I'm singing in a camp on your lawn. And every day without you's just a waste of time. You're the first thing on my mind when I wake up. You're the last thing that I think of when I go to sleep. I'm throwing you my love, so pick it up. And you can have me anytime you want. You can have me really.
The show was Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And we heard in that last set the whole spit and caboodle word burglar. Now, that's kind of a catchy phrase. You know the phrase. Kit and caboodle doesn't get used too much anymore. It has a whole story behind how that phrase came to be. But word burglar has just kind of turned it on its ear because, see, rappers are called spitters. See, so the whole spit and caboodle. But that was very much a rock and roll song. A catchy rock and roll song with spoken word rather than singing. And I just like all of the sonic elements to it. Makes me feel good. Maybe it made you feel good too. I hope so. Speaking of feeling good, Vibe So Hot, that's Benji Hughes off of his record, A Love Extreme. And we heard Blitz and Trapper, Shine On off of their record, VII, which is 7. That was their 7th studio record. And he just, Eric Early is the chief guy behind Blitz and Trapper. He's the guy that writes all the songs. He's a very prolific songwriter. And he said, I just want to get people to move their hips. I wanted them to dance with that record. And he made a kind of an Appalachian gangster record in a way, that banjos and fiddles and all kinds of strange sounds, but kind of hip-hoppy in terms of its vibe from a band that was known for kind of rootsy folk songs. So a brave, brave record. I thought they kind of created their own one-off genre all to themselves. I think all record stores should carry that genre and just have that one record in it, period. I was talking to Edward O'Reilly, and he was halfway home on the bus, and he came roaring back in because I'd said that he had claimed that Toronto was the center of the universe, a massive black hole that drew everything in. And he said, it's not true that he is the center of the universe. So I'm going to publicly issue an apology on the air.
Actually, what I said was Robert Selby was the center of the universe. But
Robert Selby, that can't be right.
No, but I wonder about that too. But that's what Selby told me to say. So.
Ah. Is he related to Marcus Selby, MD?
Yeah, I think he is. He's got the same bedside manner from what I hear.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. All right. Yeah. We're going to move on with just more music because that's what we do here on the show. The show is Ear Candy. And we're going to hear a track from Sarah Sleen. Actually, it's my favorite Sarah Sleen song. She's a songwriter from Toronto, speaking of Toronto. And she had a record called Day One and a song called Lucky Me. And I love it. And I always thought it was a big hit in Canada. I was looking it up because, you know, the station, we try not to play hits for sure. More particularly, I think we try not to play songs you would hear on commercial radio elsewhere. No, that's the big thing. At any rate, I looked up to find out how high Lucky Me had charted and found out that it didn't seem to chart at all. I looked up the Billboard Canada charts and there was no entry for her, no hits whatsoever, actually. And I tried to look up the Canadian charts that exist and couldn't find anything. So I thought, hey, Lucky Me, not Lucky Her. I get to play this song. I get to share it with you. And one of the things I like about Sarah, you hear this, it's a kind of a guy-girl relationship where the girl is standing up for herself and the guy is thoughtless and self-centered and so forth. But she's got this background vocal, which is very girlish, very girlish. So you want to keep your ears peeled for that particular sonic lick because it's something that I find very appealing in her song. So this one is Sarah Sleen with Lucky Me here on Ear Candy.
Remember my sugarcoat the grave, but the game is for the adults, and I don't know how to play.
You're a black spot, come on, pretender. You said the cage and set me loose. I've tried to escape, but what's the use? The water's deep and I can't swim. You only reel me back again. This only ends about to start. We shattered dreams and broken hearts. And you hit me with your poison dart. And I find myself falling again with my feet in the hands of the black spark.
What makes him win like that? That's none other than Halifax's papal visit, or maybe papal visit. I guess it just depends on how you want to pronounce the word P-A-P-A-L. That's Pierre Cormier and Adam Mowry and some old friends from St. John all pitching in on a new single that they've released, inspired by the Cramps, no less. Before that, we heard Black Spark. Kind of the same sort of music, I would say, from the Sam Roberts Band off of their record Terraform. We heard One Good Fast Job, Gord Downie and the Sadies. My daughter was saying, what's that song about, Dad? That's a crazy song. I don't get it. What's it about? And I said, well, think of it if you had a career criminal who really wasn't that good at his job, you know, in and out of prison. And he's got some fellow criminals and he's finally dreamed up a big score. And he's trying to pitch it to his fellow criminals, I guess. And saying, look, it's one good fast job. I mean, you could do it in your pajamas. It's no risk. It's in and out. One big score, one final payday. It's that kind of pitch. And to be honest, I'm not the greatest fan of Gord Downie's lyrics. So I do will admit that sometimes they really stick in the head. But, you know, there's a lot of people who seem to appreciate them a lot more than I do. But this particular song, One Good Fast Job, I think he outdid himself in sort of the pop rock context, you know, really great and funny lyrics. So that's what I think about that. I think my daughter's still unimpressed, but I love the song anyway. It was a record that Gord Downie and the Sadies did together called And the Conquering Sun. And we started that set with Sarah Sleen off of her record Day One, Lucky Me. I like that. No, she says, you go first. And that little girl's voice she's doing in the background vocals is great stuff. I really enjoy it. All right, well, we should probably get on to more music. It's getting very late in the program, so we've got some time to squeeze at least one more in, maybe more than that. I'm going to treat you to 4 Seconds by the Bare Naked Ladies off their record All in Good Time. Just because it's so original and goofy. I mean, the whole thing is just, where'd you come up with that song? The arrangement, the ideas, the words, everything about it seems unique. And, you know, if you're going to be a songwriter, you got to make it sound like nothing else. Those are the songs that people remember. If it's like, oh, it sounds a bit like I don't know, the Cramps. It sounds a bit like the Doors. It sounds a little bit like the Stones. You know, you're probably not going to stand out because, I don't know, it's a second version, a lesser version of somebody who already perfected a sound and a song. You kind of have to take your inspirations and mix it up in a way that it comes out sounding original. That's just my theory anyway. So we're going to hear 4 seconds, and then maybe I will be able to get on a little snippet of Road Rage in the Space Age from local act Shrimp Ring, because I've kind of got that queued up. And it's a crazy song, too. So, you know, we could have 2 crazy songs. That would make sense to me. So here it is. Do come back next week. We'll do it all again. More catchy songs, a little upbeat, up-tempo stuff. Make you feel a little bit better about your day. It's Mark O'Connor and the Bare Naked Ladies, 4 seconds here on Ear Candy.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Goes to show not what you know, but who you know, so's you know. I can go flow Bill Monroe, then throw the snow for the show, stay low. Play it on a dobro, oh, I tiptoe to and fro from Ontario. My stereo's blue like the rodeo, growing like a freak show, free throw. It's just the intro, keep dropping like dominoes.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4.
What you have in mind? Could we unwind? I'm fine. We can find a streamline. Recombine, intertwine. If I'm gonna headline, removing all the behinds, line to line. Kinda shine, redesign, redefine. Keeping up the spellbind. Gotta make it worth the grind. Just in time to have another close encounter of the third kind.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4.
Light is turning orange, coat rip when I caught it in the door hinge. I slip when the lady in the 4-inch bought it in a store in Germany. Wore like a makeshift snowdrift, had to get a gift, saw the red shift riff. Greta got an eye lift, oh sure that one's obscure. Maybe piss poor, but I had to take a little detour.
I've been away for years and
to drive a car, exiting my vehicle.
through the cosmos just to punch you in the face. Road rage in the space cage. Road rage in the space cage.
That was Road Rage in the Space Age from Shrimp Ring. And before that, we heard 4 Seconds, the Bare Naked Ladies. And the Road Rage Shrimp Ring is from a record called Humanity's Last Hope.
Form, baby airplane, where falls your drive? Dialed from an elbow under dead sleeves. Roll mountain pan, fire.